claim it, cause they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded, but deep down inside.
Hey y'all, it's your boy Ace Billions. We back with another Billionaire Mafia podcast. And today, we got a beautiful soul with a great story, Elise Biting. All right, I want you to tell him about yourself. Just tell him where you're from and what kind of brought you here to Vegas.
Okay, so Biddings. I'm sorry.
Biddings.
Biddings.
Elise Biddings.
Yes.
Don't forget it.
So my name is Elise Biddings. I am 34 years old with no children. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. I moved out here to Vegas February 9th. I'm a real estate investor. I moved out here so I can fix and flip houses. Mm. My goal, big goal, is to, I'm going to pitch my own house flipping show for TV.
Wow.
That is my goal.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. No real estate experience. I have not flipped a house yet. On Instagram, my name is The Vision Investor. So the video that is pinned in the middle with me wearing the leopard jacket, I am manifesting my own house flipping show. No experience. Hey, Tariq El Moussa did it. He pitched Flip a Flop on HGTV, and he was an agent. He hadn't flipped a house yet, so hey, I could do it too, and I am going to.
So tell me about that. Like, what inspired you to even go that route with, like, coming here and then betting on your faith and betting on yourself? Like, I mean, this is Vegas, of course, but you really betting on yourself right now. So what inspired you to do that?
So, and I have my bachelor's in interior design. I went to the Art Institute. I graduated in 2010. So I have a great story about perseverance and just keep going, like, no, go after your dreams, like, no matter how long it takes. 2010 was, it'll be July when I graduated, so that was almost 14 years ago.
Mm.
14 years ago since I walked across that stage and I got my degree, and I was like,
Where'd you graduate from?
I graduated from the Art Institute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I walked across that stage, I got my degree, and then I moved to Virginia, like, right after that to pursue that. Lived up there for, like, 3 years. It didn't work out, so I moved back home to Charleston. And throughout the years, most of the time, I've always, you know, had something that was related to my field, whether it was me working at a furniture store mm-hmm. for, like, almost 5 years, and then I was a flooring sales specialist at a flooring store. And then I was an interior design assistant at a furniture store. So, you know, some way, shape, or form,
all the pieces have just
like come together for me. So what started this journey in particular was August 2022. Someone was like, you should be a real estate investor. Like, you would be very, like, good at it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, an investor, I'm thinking like an agent, like, I don't want to sell houses. They was like, no, like, you fix and flip them like they do on TV.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So I'm like, you know what? I have my degree. I can use real estate. I can use those houses as a blank canvas.
Right.
It's a blank space. And I can design the spaces that will appeal to the masses. You know, I'm talking about, like, the flooring, the backsplash, the cabinets, the countertops. Like, I can get creative, and, you know, I have a vision, you know, which inspired me to come up with my name for my business, Vision Real Estate Investments.
Beautiful.
Originally, I wanted to have the word manifest. Like, so I wrote down on a piece of paper, like, a bunch of names that I was going to come up with. I was like, Maniflip Station Services, Manny Ellie Flip. Like, originally it was like manifestation. Like, I had to have that word in there some way, shape, or form, but it wasn't, like, working out. And so I remember seeing this reel, Steve Harvey, write the vision and make it plain. What's the Habeku 2 and 2? Write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it can run to it, and even though that it may tarry, which means take a long time, wait for it. Like, 2010, it's been a long time, yo. And so I was like, I have a vision. Vision Real Estate Investments. On Instagram, my name is The Vision Investor. So, and I want my show to be called The Flipping Visionary.
I love that. Yeah.
Everything has to have the word vision in it.
That's
because
a great brand.
I do have a vision. It is a brand. I'm super duper excited about it. And I'm here, man. Like, let's get it.
So what's your first step, like, going into becoming this visionary investor? What's your first step? Like, what do you see your first step is to going towards that right now?
So right now, I'm brand new to Vegas. It's been like 6 weeks since I've been here. Like I said, February 9th. So I got to get up on my feet, transition into a new city, you know. And so I've been networking and meeting folks and things of that nature. So first things first, I got to find a deal. I got to find my first deal. And then when I do that, you know, I want to get a production crew to film. Oh, I can just use my phone and just, you know, film myself.
Yeah, let's go back to that, the networking part, because I feel like that's the biggest part. That's the first step.
It's yes.
Like, no matter where you go in the world, if you can connect with people and you can communicate, like, your vision clearly, then the deals come.
Yes.
Like, the manifestation is, it ignites once you meet the right people and you plant the right seeds and you build the right relationships. Like, it's like the soil. Like, we plant our seeds in the soil, but we got to make sure we plant it in soil that can actually, like, produce something in a way.
Yes.
So I think, like, that's perfect. Like, the first step being that it's networking and then finding a deal. Like, what's the step on finding a deal? Like, what's the process of finding a deal right now for you?
So that would mean either a wholesaler sending me a deal or cold calling, door knocking.
Hustling,
yes.
Yeah, you got to get on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. No, that's definitely, I feel like with businesses and real estate and investing, because we actually are building a real estate investment company right now as well. We do business acquisitions, but we get more into, like, the real estate aspect of it now. And I'm starting to see, like, the cohesiveness, like, the similarities in every industry is that you got to know people.
People, networking. Networking is so important. I 100% agree. Yeah. The right networks can take you far, for
and
sure.
And you got to be able to connect the dots. Like, what do I offer? What's the takeaway? Like, and mine was the same thing, like, trying to find the deals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I can find a deal, I can find somebody. I can, if I build it, somebody going to come. What's your process on when you find a deal, getting that deal out to the investors or, like, your network and putting the word out for you right now? Are you using social media or any platforms like that?
I am using social media right now, definitely. Again, just networking and letting folks know, like, what I'm looking for and specifically what I'm doing. And, you know, just like you say, offering value as well, definitely.
Well, what challenges have you faced on the way to building this? Is it challenging for you?
It has been a little bit challenging. Like I said, like, I just got here, so I'm definitely trying to get up on my feet. I've been very transparent about my journey on my page. I got it on my page, so I'll just say it, like, right now. Like, I'm, like, sleeping in my car, you know? So my mind is just, like, a little bit, like, everywhere. Like, I need to get out of there. You know, I need to be...
You all in.
...comfortable. Like, I'm all in. Like, I'm completely, like, out of my comfort zone. Like, I left my comfort zone to be uncomfortable so I can be here and to succeed. So I just feel like once when I can get out of that situation, then I know that things will definitely be on the up and up. And I feel like it's on the up and up right now because, like, I'm doing this podcast and I'm networking. I'm putting myself out there and I'm going to events and things like that.
Love that. So it's something that's igniting your fire. What's your why? Like, what's your reason that you're doing all of this and you get into this level where you kind of got to go through the fire. You got to go through the struggle. You got to feel that pain in order to grow. And you're not even looking for the comfort zone. You actually just embracing the fact that you got to go through it to get to where you want to be at. What's that? What's your why? I know that got to be something big.
Definitely my why is to build a better life for myself and to be that person that takes that risk, like to be that person in my family that breaks that generational curse, like just go after it, like go all in, just dive in. Like I want to build a long-term wealth and a better future for myself and, you know, my mom, and, you know, make sure that she's good, that she can have anything that she wants in life from all the sacrifices that she has done and, you know, went through for me and anything like that. So my future is definitely everything, for sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people that have this backstory that gets them, that gives them that power to kind of like overcome those obstacles and like embark on journeys the type of journeys that you on right now. From your childhood, is this something that kind of like that you've seen, or like you grew up in an environment where you had to kind of like push through stuff and like go through challenge? Did you have a challenging childhood, or how was your growing up?
So my growing up really wasn't, I mean, single mom. So, you know, I talked to my mom, and, you know, there are things that she wishes that she could have done, but hasn't been able to because of, you know, having me and having to raise me and like things like that and putting her life on hold. And I'm just like, mom, like, you know, I'm out here, I'm doing this for you, I'm doing this for me. You know, I talk with her, and she don't like the, of course, mom doesn't like the fact that, you know, I'm in my car, and I just like, I was kind of giving my mom hints that, you know, I was gonna, you know, leave and things like that. And then I just went into the room one night, and I was like, all right, mom, I'm out. Yeah. Like, I'm out. And she was like, you got a place to stay? And I was like, kind of, sort of. She was like, oh Lord. Oh Lord. I was like, mom, like, I'm a get it. Like, I'm go out there and like, I'm a get it. Like, I'm putting myself in a position to receive God's blessings. Yeah. And, you know, she put me through private school. So I'm a Catholic school girl from sixth grade. I was in public school up until the fifth grade. And then from sixth grade to high school, I was in a private school. I was the only
educated.
Yeah, I was the only black person that graduated out of my high school class.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I was the only person that walked across that stage. Somebody else went to summer school, so they they didn't walk across that stage.
Credits.
Yeah, they got the extra credits. Like me, I gladly walked across that stage, and so I'm so proud of that moment. You know, Catholic school girl, knee high socks and the plaid skirts, and you know, things like that. So yeah, I just taken a huge leap of faith, man.
Yeah.
It feels so like empowering, like, because it's like, what would I be doing back home? Like, right. Back at home, like, I wasn't growing, I wasn't prospering, I wasn't like, you know, I formed my LLC and like, yeah, that was great, but you know what completely changed things, and I'm just speaking right now, I was scrolling through social media, and I came upon a sponsored ad, and it was Ryan Pineda's WealthCon.
Okay.
That he
That's
had.
That's coming up, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm going to that one. I got my VIP ticket. So it was his ad for WealthCon that was back in October. That was the first major, major real estate event that I've went to, and it completely changed my life. I actually, there's a great story behind that. It's awesome. Like, I actually signed up to be a volunteer. I didn't even sign up to go to the event. I signed up to be a volunteer because I was like, okay, I know I'm gonna have work to do because I'm volunteering, but I can like maybe sneak in and watch the event, like right. sneak in like here and there. So a phone number was contacting me. I didn't answer it because I thought it was spam.
Right. I get a lot of those.
Yeah, right. I did not answer the phone call. And so all of a sudden, the number texted me. And it was the person letting me know, hey, I'm trying to reach you about Ryan Pineda's event. Mm. So I'm like, okay, like I got picked to be a volunteer. Like, that's what's up. So when I speak to the person, they're like, no, I'm going to give you a ticket to the event.
Wow.
General admission. It was a general admission ticket to the event. I didn't, at the time, the tickets was, you know.
Yeah, they up there.
Yeah, they up there. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they're up there. So I was like, you know what? I got a general admission ticket. All I got to do is get my flight and my hotel. I'll eat, like, whatever, you know? I get to the event. My ticket got upgraded from general admission to VIP.
Wow, that's a blessing right there.
Absolutely, it was a blessing. I go from volunteer to getting a general admission ticket, then upgraded to VIP. And the great thing about the VIP is that you get access to the after parties.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, this is your first major event. I had just completely cleaned up my Instagram page. I went from like 1,200 posts down to like 89. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm starting this journey as an investor. And I wanted to be the solid investor. I wanted to make money on the back end. I didn't want nobody to know what I was doing. Yeah, they was like, nah, that's not realistic. Like, you got to put yourself out there. And, you know, I had a goal. I was like, you have to be seen. Like, you coming all the way from South Carolina. Like, you need to go out there and you need to be seen, like, get in everybody's face, which is why on my page I had so many interviews where I was just asking people, like, who's your favorite WealthCon speaker? Like, I needed content. I would record the speakers, and I just needed content, and I would put up those videos, like, every, like, couple of days so I can, like, stretch it out. And so that was, like, out of my comfort zone because I'm an introvert. And I'm like completely putting myself out there, you know, and it felt amazing because I was doing something so different, you know. It was one of the best things, one of the best events that I've ever been to, like, in my life. I didn't go to the event in January. So that was WealthCon in October, right? Then he had another real estate workshop inside his office, like a month and a half later, like the week before Thanksgiving.
I popped out. I was up there in Henderson. Yeah.
It was off of, where his office is.
Yeah.
That was the one that he had like the middle of November. So here I am back out in Vegas, like a month and a half later. And I thought I was actually going to move to California. I knew I wasn't going to stay in Charleston forever. I just didn't know where I was going to go.
Right.
I take that back. I thought I was going to move to California. That's where my heart originally was, until I came to Vegas and I was like networking and meeting so many great, wonderful people. And I love that how everybody was like truly like for each other, like
that community.
That community. Like, Ryan has built this amazing community full of people who are succeeding, who are at that level, and it's folks that I aspire to be like, and I will be like in my own way. And so I kept coming back to Vegas, and so I was like praying. I was like, where are you going to go? Because you already know you're not going to be in Charleston forever. So I was praying and praying and praying. And you know, it seemed like the spirit, like, led me here. And all signs was pointing here. And so I just made the decision, you know?
Yeah.
February 3rd, that was the day I walked on that job where I was. And I was like, today is your last day.
Mm.
What are you doing here? Like, my mind had already, left because I have been spending all this time giving my job 40 to 50 hours a week of my time. I only got 2 days to grow my business. Like, when I came to WealthCon, I was literally leaving the events. The events would end like 5 o'clock, right? Then I would go to the after parties. I got a red eye flight like 11:30 that night because I got to be back to work the next day at like 12 o'clock. I'm networking all day. I'm at the event, learning, meeting people, catching a red eye flight 11:30, flying overnight. I got to be to work 12 to 8. I'm tired. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was that hustle. That was that grind. And that's what I was doing when I would come out here to his events. I would be busy during the day, catch a flight at night, got to be to work the next day. Tired, but I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it. And so, like February 3rd, I walked there and on my job, I was like, today is your last day.
I made it.
Yeah, like, my mind left. My mind and my spirit, like, it had been gone. Like, I just felt so empty, man. I was just like, what's your purpose? You just gotta go all in. I walked in on that job. I was gonna wait till about 2 or 3 o'clock to say something.
Yeah.
Little did I realize they was gonna call me in that office. They called me in that office like 11 o'clock. They were gonna put me on a final warning because I had dropped down a part-time and it's a sales job and my numbers had dropped. Well, I'm only working 3 days out the week. I'm doing what I can.
Yeah.
But my numbers had dropped.
Was your heart still there?
No. No. My heart, my mind, my soul, all that like left. The weekend before, I was just like, what are you doing here? Like, yeah. Why are you here? Like, I'm here and I'm just walking around and I'm so miserable. I needed a change and I just went for it. So when they told me they were going to put me in that final warning, I was like, you know what? Don't much worry about it. Today's my last day.
Yeah.
I was already on it. Yeah. I was already on it to the point where I left around 12-ish, because I was telling people bye. I went straight to U-Haul. I went straight to U-Haul. Got the hitch attached to my car on Monday. Got the trailer. Broke the lease on my apartment. Packed up my clothes and shoes. Tuesday night, I was on the road.
Love that.
It was quick. It was quick. I was like, okay, well, now that they have been, now that this is going on, what you gonna do? What you gonna sit around for? What are you sitting around for?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do now?
That's big. That's big.
You need to leave. And like I say, I had already been praying about it. Put yourself in a position to receive God's blessings and things will line up for you. Just have faith. Believe in yourself. Believe that it's going to work out. And, you know, you fight the doubt and fear all the time because I'm like, did I make the right decision?
Always.
I'm like, did I make the right decision? Especially with the situation I am in right now. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
but you did.
But, you know, yeah.
When you feel that, I swear it's like right before the blessings come, you got to go through the worst. Like the storm is the worst when you just about to cross that threshold and – even leaving your job at the time that you did, you feel that unsatisfactory within life. Like you're not, the energy is not there. And success flows where energy goes. That's just how it is. Like it'll always end up, your destination for success will always be where you, on the journey where you put the most energy in.
Yeah.
And it's like, base that off of energy. Like I live off of energy and like, we could call it the spirit, you can call it whatever, like intuition, but like being able to have that feeling when it's time to cross and walk through the fire. Like you can't get to success without walking through this fire, no matter how many people try to tell you or how social media make it seem like it's just this easy route. Like we all have to go through that doubt. We all have to go through that darkness in the places that that people aren't willing to go because they're so comfortable. And once you get there, once you get to that point where you can embrace the uncomfort, then like you become like a monk with this.
Yes.
Like you really become like a monk with this success and this business stuff. Like it's just inevitable.
I am in the fire. Like, and I've always been on my page, I've always been transparent about my journey. To the point where I have a video on my page.
Speaking it.
Like, I recorded myself in my car. I got the window coverings around my car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm showing you.
Somebody else did that too, you know, Keith Lee.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, showing, when you just, like, show the end result, like, that's not transparent.
No.
Like, show the in-betweens. Show the journey. Like, I'm showing you, like, the journey. Like, I went to an event the other day. I got dressed in my car. Boob tape, like, all of that, like, in my car. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go to Planet Fitness and, you know, shower and get myself together and, like, all these kinds of things. Like, you know, I'm completely transparent and open about, like, my journey. Like, I done record myself, like, crying. Like I say, like, the doubts and, you know, the fears. And then I'll be like, okay, like, you know, it's all right. Like, it's going to be all right. Like, right. I have the bad moments. You know, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, I remember my why. And that's what keeps me going. Like, I drove through 10 states to get here by myself. Like, the night before when I packed up my apartment, like, I was in there, and I just had a moment where I just, like, fell down, like, completely dropped down, like, on the ground. And I was like, holy, like, yo, like,
it's real.
Like, it's real. Like, reality is kicking in. Like, I was, like, talking about it and praying about it. And then I had my moment where I'm, like, actually getting ready to do it. Like, it's real. Like, 4 hours into the car ride, I'm, like, I started crying. Like, I'm just driving down, because I'm driving down this road. And I'm, like, all right. The unknowns, the uncertainty. Like, I don't know what I'm about to go through. I just know I want it badly.
Oh. 3, 2, 1. All right. So tell us more about that journey, like, where you are right now with it and where you see it going. Like, we know, like, the process can be tough, but what's the journey is all, or the destination is always that thing that kind of, like, makes us keep going, like, where you see yourself. Like, what do you see Vision Real Estate Investments looking like? If you could just paint the picture for us.
So, I envision myself in my apartment, and even now, like, I talk to myself. I don't answer, but
I tell you. Because then you're crazy if you answer back.
but I talk to myself. And I find myself, like, pacing back and forth, speaking to people, building my team, having a team working for me and for my business. I got folks who want to help me build my business, and I want to grow my company. I want folks that have a vision, that believe in my vision. We can all just come together and build this empire. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I want to have a mortgage loan officer. I want to have designers. I want to have agents. I want to build a team, a successful team. And we just take over. That's what I want. That's what I want. I will lay in my bed, or I'll just, like, sit in my car and just daydream. What do you see Vision Real Estate Investments for?
What about when you walk into your office, like, for the first time? Like, what do you see then? Because that's not, like, seeing that picture clear, because we get those like bullet points and we get those brainstorming, but actually taking yourself on a journey of that manifestation and that clear journey, like really feeling and immersing yourself, like what does that look like? I want to know, when you walk in your office and you open that door for the first time, what do you see?
I see a room, glass, desk. I have a separate section for podcasts. I have vision, real estate investments. I have like a big professional, like neon sign. I have inspirational quotes everywhere. I have designated teams. It's absolutely beautiful and amazing. My office is an open door. Nothing's closed. Everything is open. You can see everything. I want everyone to have access to each other. There's nothing is closed off. It's just completely open. Open door policy. I want folks to be able to come to me and talk to me about anything and everything. I want to empower people. I want to, my goal is to build self-confidence and empower those who want to brand themselves or their business.
Who's empowering you right now? Who, do you have any mentors or somebody that you look to? I know you said Brian Pineda was a big factor within like your motivation. What, do you have anybody else that you look to or any books that you're reading right now?
I'm reading certain scriptures like in the Bible, and I have the Bible app on my phone right now. I have folks who I call and who call me consistently and speak to me and keep up with me, and they just feed me and like keep me going. The last time I cried on the phone was, that was like 2 or 3 days ago. Like I had a moment and the person was just like, so what you gonna do, give up? You gonna give up?
Yeah, you need those.
You gonna give up? Don't you dare give up. Not just because of this, or that. Like, I know what you're going through. Like, I've been there. Just, like, keep going. And I'm like, like, okay, because it's, like, not easy. Like, no one can prepare you for the journey of entrepreneurship. Like, I didn't know. I just know what I want.
Right.
And I just like did it. But you know, just like I say, when you want it that bad, I guess you just gonna just go through it and just like sit in that fire. And you know, sometimes I have like my real peaceful moments where I'm just like, okay. And then sometimes I have my moments where I'm at peace and I'm just like looking at the fire around me. And then sometimes I feel like I'm standing like in the fire, like I'm burning. Yeah. I'm burning. Like I'm just like, whoo. But you know, it comes and it goes, and I'm putting all of my effort into first just like, you know, like getting up on my feet, because I feel like my mind is like everywhere. Like I want to do the real estate. I need to get up out that car. When I get up out that car, I want a cold call. Like
you want to put that.
Like I want to put the effort and like the energy, but you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Like I be trying to like save on gas. like you see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell you this. Like when your foundation is shaky, it gets like, people don't talk about this when it comes to entrepreneurship. When your foundation isn't strong and it's shaky and the money's not right or the financial backing isn't there, and you got to be creative and you got to hustle harder, or you got to just think about how you're going to get out of this hole. Digging out your hole becomes more of an energy drainer than actually climbing to your dreams.
Yes. Like, yes.
And it's crazy. Like, but you'll get there. Like, yeah. You'll get there, and you'll get there. Like you said, it's going to happen. Like, it's happening. Like, everything is unraveling. Like, slowly but surely. Like, even being here today, like, everything is happening. And we always look at, like, it's going to happen. This day is going to come. My goals are going to get reached, like, or everything I have is going to be manifested, but it's manifesting. Like, unless you put a flower or a seed under a magnifying glass, you don't even see it grow until it's a flower. Like,
yeah.
You don't see the tree grow in real time. It's like a slow process. It's happening.
Yes.
Like, are we bearing our fruit slowly but surely? We gaining leverage and gaining momentum slowly but surely. But it's gonna seem unnoticeable sometimes because you still in the process.
Definitely, yeah. Like I want to do like so much right now.
Yeah.
And I have my moments where I just feel like I want to say crap because it's just like I can't do everything that I want to like do right now, like.
Yeah, the burden is heavy.
Yes, it's like very heavy right now, and I'm just like, man, like, and I wanna.
But it's worth it, and it's life changing, and not only in your life, but everybody else around you that sees the journey that you're on right now.
And they will see it.
Yeah.
Before me. Because I'm like, 100%. You're not in my shoes right now. Yeah, like, you're not in my shoes right now. Like, I'm behind on my car payment. Like, yeah. Yo, like.
But the story is, you got to go through the sacrifice for other people's sins. And a lot of people see your story and don't have to go through that same process because they learn from the journey. And it's like the big brother thing. Like, I was the big brother. I was the firstborn, so.
Me
my
too.
Brothers learned from my mistakes. They didn't have to go through what I had to go through. And I embrace that when it comes to these young entrepreneurs and people that follow after me is like, I'll go through this. Like, I'll go through the hard parts so I can tell you, like, look, don't do this.
Yeah.
Make sure you never give up.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't get discouraged or think because things aren't working out or that you have to actually feel some type of uncomfort, stress, and pain that there's not more to gain on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Like
who we become, and I'm still going through it, but it's like the resilience, like the strength, like, yeah. I'm telling you right now, don't F with me.
Yeah.
Like,
you gotta have that
don't
fire.
F with me. Yeah. Like,
how
like,
bad do you want to breathe?
Yes, exactly. Like I'm like, yo, like, I had this thought in my, like, somebody, like, made me mad one time, like, in my head, like, I took a chair, and I put the chair leg on the person's neck,
oh, yeah.
And I sat on the chair, and I, like, effed up her trachea without, you know, like, just like, things like that, like, I was just like, yo, like, you don't want to mess with me right now, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the strength and the resilience and the perseverance, like the journey of vision and perseverance, man, like it's been a long journey. Like 2010 has been like a long journey, but just like I say, I feel like all these experiences with jobs that I have had have like led me here, like to this point.
So.
I'm going through it. I am in it, and I'm so proud, because it's like, what else would I be doing right now?
Right.
What else would I be doing right now? Like, I am glowing. I am growing in it. And it feels, like, very empowering, but then there's, like, the negative, like, things ever, too. Like, no one talks about that part, just like you say. It's quite the journey. All I know is that I wanted to be a real estate investor, and I want my own house flipping show, and I want to start a business. But it's like, no one can prepare you. But, you know, just like I say, you got to want it that bad, and I want it. and I'm doing it.
So what's one like piece of advice or a quote or anything that kind of just stuck with you that you can kind of just bless us with today?
Whatever your goals and aspirations are, start. Most importantly, start. Put one foot in front of the other, and you will figure it out as you go. This journey is not easy. Don't let people dictate your life and your dreams, because it's your life. Believe in yourself. No one is going to put that fire up your ass like you. No one is going to believe in you more than you. Like, the fear of failure, like, I'd rather be doing this than being stuck and doing nothing where I was, man. Like, that's for the birds, man. Just go after it. Just, like, dive in. Believe in yourself. Take risk. Take risk. Take the risk. Because what I am going through compared to what I am going to accomplish and achieve and who I am becoming, I am going to be big time. You better freaking believe that. I do. I wholeheartedly believe that I am going to be the shit. I am.
Love it.
Believe that. Believe that. I do. That's why I'm still out here. That's why I'm still going. That's why I'm still in my car. And that's why I still ain't turn back around and go back home. For what? Because what am I going to do back home? For what? I got a big ass goal. I'm going to freaking do it. And I'm here. Go after it. Go after your goals and dreams. Go after it. Be loud about it. Get in people's face. Whatever.
I love that. I love it. Awesome. Well, y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. Y'all make sure y'all pay attention, because you will be seeing her at the top. Elise Biddings, we appreciate y'all tuning in. And don't forget, keep on going. Keep on thriving. Keep on driving. Keep on doing whatever it takes to get to your dreams and become into the person that you're meant to be and you're determined to be. It's your boy Ace Billions here with Billionaire Mafia Podcast. I appreciate y'all, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your presence.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. No, he a genius. He just can't claim it. Because they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. But deep down inside.